It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to It's Running Podcast. I'm currently driving. Don't worry, my hands are, both of my hands are on the wheel. I'm just on speaker. So hopefully it's going to sound okay. I'm by myself driving to my hometown for a girls' night. It was supposed to be a full weekend, actually. I was supposed to leave yesterday, but mommy duties kicked in. The baby was not feeling great since last week. I was suspecting that she was having reflux, but anyway, she was barely sleeping at night, constantly moving. She was crying most of the days, like hysterically crying, screaming, shaking, and it was just killing me inside. I tried calling our doctor's office. They were closed until next week. So I made an executive decision to take her to the ER. I knew it was going to be a long day, but I couldn't see her that way, and I needed to get her some meds. So anyways, this episode is really just for all the moms or dads or parents out there. This is effing wild. This ride is wild. I've done a lot of hard things in my life. I've gone through hard things in my life, but this beats everything. It's parenthood is, I don't even know how to explain it. If you don't have kids, it's very hard to comprehend how you feel when you're in this life or area. It's crazy because the first couple of weeks, you know, you're back home with a newborn, you're trying to figure out your life, you're trying to figure out the baby, you don't have a routine yet, everything is, it's like a massive hit, like you didn't expect it to be that hard, you didn't expect it, your life to change that much in such a short period of time. And so that first couple of weeks is like hard, hard, hard. And then you're like, oh my God, it can't be harder than this. And then you kind of get used to that newborn phase and you slowly find yourself a little routine, like in your days, and things get better. And then something else happened. It can be the baby is having growth spurts. And it's super hard to deal with. They're being fussy. They're learning new skills. They have these sleep regressions. Like there's always something, like as soon as one thing gets better, something else gets thrown in the mix, and it just like it's like you're learning everything all over again. And it doesn't come with like a book, it doesn't come with a manual. You need to learn as you go, and I'm sure some of the moms can relate out there. The amount of stuff that I Google every single day is absolutely insane. Like I feel like it's all I do. Like, is this normal? What should my baby be doing? Blah blah blah. Like, it's crazy. And obviously I know that you can't take like everything that you see on the internet. Like you can't base your judgment solely on that, because there's so many variables and every baby is different. But it's very hard. It's so hard. And yesterday going to the hospital, like I never, like it was my first time leaving the house with the baby for that long. So just think about it. You have this baby that's like screaming, crying. You put her in the car seat. You bring bottles because obviously you're going to be there for quite some time. You bring diapers. You now you're like, shit, I need to pump. at some point in there. So you bring your pumps and then off you go with like your hands full, get to the hospital. You're parked like super far away. You walk with all of your bags in the car seat, and it's, you know how heavy that goddamn car seat is. And anyways, you finally get in there. There's germs everywhere, people sick, and you're like, you're already exhausted, you're already like super sweaty. And then eventually you get to like the triage and you finally sit down and you realize like, oh great, like I didn't bring any water, I didn't bring any food, you didn't have time to eat your breakfast, and you're just really trying to survive your day. Like you're it's like you're on high adrenaline all day and you're overstimulated. The baby's overstimulated as well because there's so many noises in there. There's too much lights. And obviously the baby can't fall asleep in that environment. So it's just friggin' wild. Like I left so quickly, I forgot to bring my thing to heat the baby's bottle. So I had to ask the nurses. Thank God, like, the Moncton City Hospital is my favorite hospital that I've ever been to, I think. They are so kind. I don't know if there's a like specific characteristics that they look at when they hire people there. I find that they're all so incredibly kind and nice. My experiences at that hospital, it's been like amazing in every department that I've been. So anyways, they were super nice. They brought me like this bucket of like super hot water so I could put the baby's bottle in, and then, you know, baby finally falls asleep on me, and then I like clued in, oh my god, my boobies are about to burst. I haven't pumped in so many hours. I was like, this is hurting so much. If you know, you know. When you are due, you are overdue, and it starts leaking everywhere. So anyways, had to go hide in the bathroom with the baby and all of our stuff. And I don't know, it was just, the baby was getting cranky, I was getting cranky. It was just such a long day. And anyways, finally got a prescription. Head to the pharmacy. No pharmacies in Moncton had that specific ingredient to make the prescription. The pharmacist had to call the hospital, talk to that doctor, ask if they could change the ingredient. Finally, they changed that. Had to wait about an hour to get the prescription. And as soon as I left the pharmacy, I started, like, I couldn't stop crying. I was driving home and I was like sobbing like a baby, because I was just so exhausted mentally, physically. Like, my heart was aching because I hate seeing the baby in pain. And it all made sense now. When I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to say, oh, if I could take on your pain, if I could take on your sadness, I would. Like, she would be so, you know, sad to see me in pain or to see me sad, and she would say that all the time, and I would be like, oh, like, that's kind of you. But I never really understood like the full extent of that until I got my baby. And I'm telling you, seeing them in pain or crying or looking at you like they're, you know, like searching for answers, and they're just like panicking, like, you, oh my god, like, I just wish that I could take everything like away from her and make her feel so much better. Anyways, it was just so hard on my heart, and I couldn't stop crying. Like, I felt so defeated. I got home and I was like a mess. My boyfriend was like, oh my god, what's going on? Like, what happened, you know? He had to work all day. He had a full day yesterday, and we're just trying to make this parenthood thing work. And some days, I'm telling you, some days I think I'm thriving and I'm like, yes, we got this figured out. And then the next day, it's like the worst day ever. So if you're like experiencing any of this right now, like, I friggin' see you, I feel you. It's a friggin' roller coaster. It's the wildest ride that I've been on. But I now understand also why people say it is the hardest thing, but it's also like the most beautiful, magical chapter of your life. Looking at that baby and knowing that she or he or whatever chose you as parents, and that they're yours and they're, you know, dependent on you, and they look like you, and you're making that tiny human discover the world. It's absolutely magical, and it's a feeling that honestly I never thought that I'd get the chance to experience. So I'm grateful. I'm super grateful every single day. But it is very hard. So I didn't feel like driving to my hometown last night. I was so exhausted, and I wanted to make sure that the baby was gonna do okay. Like I was just so worried. But this morning I'm going, because I honestly, like, my baby needs her mom to be rested and mentally stable. And I honestly, like, I need that night away. Don't feel guilty, or don't, you know, feel bad for admitting that you need a break. I'm not scared of saying it. Like, when I need help, I vocalize it. And I did. And my partner is amazing for that. He, you know, he's like, go, like, I'm gonna be okay. We got this figured out. And so I'm currently on my way home. We have this girls' night planned for tonight with my best friends from high school. We're actually doing like a theme party. We're all different colors. So I picked gray or silver. So my outfit is all gray, silver. And it's just going to be so much fun. We do this every year. We exchange sweets as well. So we bake two different kinds of, like, squares or cookies or whatever. And we exchange all of them. So we get all of our bakings for Christmas. It's really nice to make, like, cute little gifts as well. So anyways, it's a tradition that I don't want to miss every year. It's like my favorite, one of my favorite thing to do every year. So I'm super grateful that I get to go, just have a mommy night out. So this is also your reminder to, you know, take some time for yourself, recharge your batteries. The baby will be so much happier if you are happy, and if you're healthy, and if you're mentally strong. It's friggin' hard, and we all deserve a pat on the back, I think. And anyways, just wanted to share my experience lately and let you all know that I see you, I feel you, and always happy to chat about anything and everything, motherhood, mindset, makeup, whatever. So wishing you all a wonderful weekend. I love you all, and we'll talk soon. Bye.